Hello and welcome to our Secular Overeaters podcast series, where you'll hear from speakers who have found recovery from food and other addictions without God. For additional information, go to secularovereaters.org. And now let's get to today's podcast.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Secular Overeaters Accountability Buddy Workshop. My name is Laura. I'm a recovering sneak and binge eater. I'm from St. Paul, Minnesota. And my gender pronouns are she, her. Now we're going to hear from four members who will share up to 4 minutes on their own experiences with accountability buddies. They will cover how they found each other, how they communicate, and how often and how long, what they focus on and talk about, ground rules and boundaries. We're going to start with Shirley, then Tam, then Jen, and then Duana. Okay, Shirley, you're first.
I just wrote like a little sentence and I put it in the chat and I will explain what that sentence about, but it'd be great if you were to copy it down because I think you'll find it useful. I am really, really appreciative to my accountability partners and accountability buddies. See, because recovery is a healing process, right? And so I was fully aware that what I needed was a lot of scaffolding and a lot of care. And a lot of support. But I have an extremely ridiculously busy day life, like many of you. So I decided that accountability buddies would be a way to help me to achieve my goals. So, but first I had to determine what my goals might be. And that's what this sentence was. So it's the if, when this cue or trigger, this thing happens, then I will do something, a habit, right? A new one, and for what time, on what days, at what kind of time. And so I needed accountability buddies to help me to develop this new, these new behaviors that I wanted to create. And the way I found my buddies was in a variety of ways, meetings, but I've also found them at this workshop. Coming to this workshop, I come in with an intention of what kind of buddy I need, what goal behavior it is I'm trying to create, and that's what I do. Now, with that said, I'm fully aware that I'm responsible for my life, my well-being, and my goals. You know, I believe that ownership is power because you can never change something if you don't take responsibility for it. So my buddies just help me to do the thing that I am committed to doing. So what we focus on and talk about is specific to the particular buddy, because I have a few. So I have a buddy that helps me by sharing gratitudes. Every single morning, we text each other 3 gratitudes, and then we might talk about, in that text, a challenge, a particular one that we're dealing with, but that's it. The other person might respond back with a good luck, attaboy, or something like that, but that's about it. And the ground rules and boundaries that I use are all based on my belief in recovery as a healing process. So they're all, my only ground rules are about mindful self-compassion, that we both are recognizing a sense of common humanity, that we're both being, that we practice mindfulness, and that we are fully aware of the importance of self-kindness. And that's the feedback we give each other when we feel we're not being kind. I've used the buddy system so that I practice yoga and meditation on a daily basis. I have a fitness buddy. I have had short-term buddies where we contracted for only like 2 months to do this one thing. And I've also, had in-person buddies where we get together and we talk or we do something, mostly not talk. We do yoga. So I am all about this as something that will help you to, you know, increase your success with your recovery. And let me see, what else can I say? That sentence, again, as I wrote up there, is what I start with. So thanks for listening.
Thank you, Shirley. Next up is Tam.
Hi, I'm Tam. I'm a compulsive overeater. Thanks for asking me to be a panelist. So for me, getting things done can be extremely difficult. And when I'm not being productive, I can get really overwhelmed. There's an ADHD strategy called body doubling that really helps for me. And that is having someone nearby while I'm working, who can help me stay focused. And I felt like the best way for me to replicate that with an accountability buddy was for us to work while we were video chatting. I think it's important to ask for what you want. And I think it's also important to manage expectations. By asking for exactly what I want, even if I don't get everything, it's a place to start the negotiation. And for me, that was three things: a focus on being productive while video chatting, and preferably multiple days a week. I didn't really have expectations beyond that. I have several other folks I Zoom with weekly, and so having a connection with that person wasn't a requirement, but it might be a requirement for you having a buddy. I think it's also important to be ready. So I went to the October AB workshop. I wrote an ad, I talked to a couple of people, but I really didn't follow through. And then one day in January, without giving much thought to it at all, I posted my ad in the chat at a meeting and somebody responded. She could not be a more perfect accountability buddy. I got everything I wanted and so much more. She is just as interested in getting stuff done and doing so multiple times a week, and we work for a long time. So not only have we become friends, but we also have a pretty deep connection. And again, that was not my expectation going in. So how do we work together? We use Messenger. We check in and talk about our plan for the day. Our check-in might be 5 minutes. It might be an hour, depending on what's going on. And then we usually do about 75-minute sessions. Then we check in, we discuss our progress, and then we repeat. I would never have imagined that the typical time we work together per week is 3 to 4.5 hours. Three times a week. So that's like 9 to 12 hours. And for me to have asked for that going in feels like it would have been an unreasonable expectation. So what are the results of having an accountability buddy? So I can still get overwhelmed at times and struggle to get done, but in general, I easily get more done in a week working with her than I would get done in a month on my own. I feel less overwhelmed, which equals more serenity and fewer food thoughts. I've developed a wonderful friend and support person, and I really appreciate that, we sometimes take a significant amount of time talking if something's going on or if we need feedback. And just yesterday, for example, she suggested that I go through this presentation twice, and her feedback really helped me to make some modifications. Thanks for letting me share.
Thanks, Tam. Next up is Jen.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jen. I am a gratefully recovering compulsive overeater. I'm from Colorado in the United States. And thanks for the opportunity to do service. Okay, how I found my accountability buddy was through my disordered eating therapist. Okay, and I communicate twice a week for an hour. I focus on setting some goals for myself for that week that are measurable and reasonable. Some of the goals that I have for staying are staying in my body, because I do tend to check out. I do tend to lean towards, watching television or something like that. And so in the past, that's when I would do most of my eating was, to soothe myself and check out. So that's what we're doing, is we're finding ways of staying in our body and finding other ways to cope with, stress. So being more aware of my feelings, because that's something I definitely struggle with. Chewing slowly is a really important part of getting through this process, setting boundaries, like bringing my own food to events. Not wanting, if I don't want to talk about, well, how come, are you sick? How come you're not eating very much? Those kind of questions, I just say, why do you need to know that? It's not really something I care to discuss with everybody, So, and also encouragement and working on having better boundaries with myself, because sometimes it's about me setting a boundary, not so much with somebody else, but setting it for myself. So, pretty much all I wanted to say. Thank you very much for listening.
Thanks, Jen. And now we'll hear from our final speaker, Duena.
Hi, my name's Duena. So I just want to answer the questions here. It says, how did you find each other? So we found each other in secular OA through the meeting that we go to on Mondays and Wednesday nights. How do you communicate? How often? How long? So we agreed that we would text, and that's how we communicate. We text all throughout the day. It usually starts with what we've ate in the morning, and then as we eat, whatever we eat throughout the day, we text those things. And we set healthy boundaries and guidelines that, we know what each other's, like, red list foods are considered. Our green list foods are considered. So we made the decision that if, like, somebody is eating something on their red list food or having a rough day, that we would provide no judgment. Only if we ask each other for something, like some advice or some type of encouragement, do we respond to that, knowing that somebody might have binged for the day or they might have had something off their red list foods. We talk about our mental health needs because, recovery is a lot about emotions, and a lot about working the this particular part, working the 12 steps. And so we do mention a lot of times the type of day that we're having, if somebody's sick, if the job is hard, just so we can be able to understand maybe why we're doing the things that we do throughout the day. It says, what do you talk about? It normally stays on food. It stays on food and it stays on, the things that I mentioned previously. We do, if I've lost a couple pounds or something, or vice versa, we might mention that to each other. If we went to the doctor and, we do those things. We just make sure that whatever it is that we are talking about, that there's no judgment and we don't act out on character defects. Just if we have an experience, strength, and hope, that we provide that to each other, if that's what we ask for. Our boundaries too, my accountability buddy got a little overwhelmed last month and just texted and said, hey, just need to take some space and take a break for a little bit. And so for about 2 weeks, we didn't speak. But I reached out and told my accountability buddy that I loved him and I missed him. And they were like, oh, I love it. Let's get back to it. Things are crazy, but we're better now. Let's do that. And then also my accountability buddy right now is at a meditation retreat. So they said, we can talk. But my phone is supposed to be off. And I said, well, no, if your phone's supposed to be off, do what you got to do. And then we'll talk about it on Monday. And so that's what we agree. We're not talking right now. We definitely are very explicit in what we need from each other, and we make it known what we want. And if we can't speak, we don't speak. Or if we do speak about bad behaviors, we let each other know how we want help in regards to those things. We probably text, I would say, it's been as low as 3 times a day to where it's been like 50 times a day, depending on how the day's going, how we're struggling, how things are, or how great it's going, those things change. So it's really good for me. It's just another person experiencing life the way that I'm experiencing life and trying to be better, and I love it. So thanks.
Thanks, Twina. And thank you, everybody who shared. The next component of our presentation is set aside for questions, answers, and shares. Who has a question about accountability buddies or would like to share their experience with their own buddy?
Hi, yeah. So I've had accountability buddies in the past, and some of them have been longer term and some have been shorter term. One thing that I've found is it's kind of good to give an out. So like, for example, it'd be great to say, hey, let's try this over the next month. And then if somebody says, you know, I just can't do this anymore, my schedule has changed, that works out. And so that way, if the things aren't working out after 3 months or even after 6 months, you can like, hey, let's see, do you want to, well, it's time for us to check in. Do you want to keep doing this for the next 3 months or not? I found that really helpful because it was kind of gut busting when somebody sort of just stopped responding to me because they didn't know how to make an end. And I had a similar situation where I wanted to make an end. And so I found it better to kind of be upfront about that. I've had some great accountability buddies, and like somebody left program, somebody else lost abstinence, somebody else, you know, change their job so that that time slot didn't work anymore. So, you know, that's what I wanted to share. It's a great thing, but just keep your mind open for, you know, changes.
Great. Thanks, Christine. Shirley?
Yeah, I just wanted to say one thing that I love what Christine said is I think you need to begin with the end in mind, right? Because remember, like so many of us are very sensitive because we've been hurt so many times. And I feel like that what she said is so important. And recognizing that this accountability thing is a renewable contract of mutual, you know, understanding. And, you know, set it up so from the beginning to say, we'll renew our contract every 2 weeks or every month or every whatever. I think it's so important. And the other thing I was noticing in the ads, sometimes, and I think I sort of mentioned this, if you can break down your wants and needs and make them smaller, it might be easier for an accountability buddy to, you know, join you in attending to your need, right? Because some of the ads are asking for someone to do a whole lot of things. And maybe if each of those wants could be broken down into one, you know, one thing, one buddy, and have three buddies instead of one, it might be easier for someone to meet your need. Just a thought. Okay.
Thanks, Shirley. Anybody else? Yes, Glenn.
One of the things that I heard earlier with our shares may have a person I was visiting with shared that I can't meet somebody with X number of hours per week, et cetera. I said, well, that was something that worked for them. It's okay to think outside the box. And maybe for me, I have time for a quick text. But if there is a way that the needs are met with more time with somebody else that's compatible with that, it's okay. So feel the freedom to work something that is best for you, not necessarily exactly the samples that were shared today.
Thank you, Glenn. Anybody else?
I'm just going to bring up an added resource that on our website, secularoverreaders.org, there's an accountability buddy page, and we have recordings of past people. I think this is about the sixth or seventh time that we've done this workshop, and every accountability buddy pair has been really different. And if you just want to hear other ideas, it's a great place to go just to listen to the recordings aren't very long. They're maybe like 15 or 20 minutes long to hear about other buddies.
Okay. Thanks, Jenny. I mean, I've used accountability buddies myself for everything from literally a text at the end of the day to a step discussion, because we didn't have sponsor availability and we wanted someone to read through. We were doing the Serge Pringle, what's it called? Proactive 12 steps. We just read it to each other and have a few comments and stuff. It wasn't like an in-depth study, but it was a way of getting us to actually read the book. And I also have a buddy for feelings, because one of the biggest problems I hit when I started being abstinent was dealing with the emotions that came up when I didn't eat. And that has helped my awareness immensely. I know when it's a feeling, I know that it's probably going to go away in a few minutes. And sometimes it doesn't, but, and it, that has helped me. But as I'm, I guess what I'm saying is what everyone else has been saying is that this can be what you need it to be. It can be short, it can be to the point, and it can be three times a day. It can be meeting once a week. It can be whatever you envision and your buddy envisions working for you.
Okay, I'm just kind of excited about the prospect of an accountability buddy because I have reached out in other places for people and they said they wanted to chat and they kind of fell off the earth. So this is great. And plus, I've run across a lot more people who don't kind of fit in with my idea of a higher power, secular or, you know, whatever. So anyway, I just wanted to say I'm really excited about the prospect of it. So thank you.
Thanks, Carla. Thank you, everyone, for coming today. Thank you to Shirley, Tam, Jen, and Duena for sharing your experiences and the rest of the team for your service in putting on this workshop.
Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to support our efforts, please visit secularovereaters.org and consider making a donation.